This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you know from my website, www.imran.com, I have been talking about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict for a long time. I have been on CNN, Fox News, GeoTV, and God knows how many other radio and TV channels to talk about the same topic. I am not a Palestinian, I am not an Arab, I am an American. And the thing that I have been constantly trying to call attention to, my fellow Americans' attention to, is the fact that one single policy decision of the United States, our blind total commitment and support for Israel, regardless of what it does, regardless of who it bombs, regardless of how many civilians it kills in any country around the region, we have always been siding with Israel. And that one issue, that one policy, has won us more enemies, not just in the Middle East, not just in the 1.3 billion Muslims, and that's 1.3 billion Muslims, but around the world in many countries that are neither Arab nor Muslim. We have more people hating us for our unfair and biased blind support for Israel than all our other foreign policy goods and bads combined. Yet Israel is a country which had attacked our own USS Liberty many years ago, and that is a war crime that even our own government has never investigated. The Israelis are the ones who have spies in our country, Israeli, American, Jewish spies who have been caught and arrested stealing American secrets, selling them to others. And yet, Israel is the one that gets the most aid from us than any other country in the world. Israel is the one that gets our weapons for defense, but uses them for offense. And in the meantime, it does so attacking things that we financed and paid for the development of the region. You have heard me talk about this for a long time. And even countries like England, with Blair, who is really nothing but a poodle to our mad dog president, has literally said we need to do more to stop the conflict that's going on in Lebanon. If you remember, the Hezbollah, the idiotic Hezbollah, did not do something stupid. They did something stupid yet calculated. They engaged Israel by kidnapping two Israeli soldiers, and they knew that Israel's reaction would be so extreme that it would basically set the ground for World War III, which is why you will hear people like Iman al-Zawahiri or bin Laden and his supporters, who hate Shiites that the Hezbollah are, who basically have even okayed Iraqi insurgents to kill Shiites in Iraq, they are basically siding with Hezbollah because they feel that Hezbollah has engaged the Israelis so that the Third World War, the conflict of civilizations that bin Laden wants, can be started. That's the conflict that bin Laden wants. That's the conflict that Armageddon is going to be brought upon by, which George W. Bush wants. And the Israelis do not care, because I don't think they believe in heaven or hell. They simply want the territory they can get. They want to bully people. They want to bomb people. They just want to be the big bullies in town. They want to do to others what was done to them 50 years ago. And that's the sad thing. We Americans, even when Blair is saying that we need to do more to stop the conflict, Bush says, no, let the conflict go on. Bush basically, with his silence, has said it's okay for the Jewish Zionist state of Israel to kill Lebanese, even though it is Christians and Muslims, but it's Arab Christians and Arab Muslims, and who really cares about them? We here in America don't, obviously, because we have such a sizable Zionist pro-Israeli lobby here in the United States. So my fellow Americans, let's sit up and take notice. What is our government's policy? Is it to support our values, or is it to just support blindly the state of Israel that spies on us, takes money from us, and then goes around killing civilians, including attacking and killing United Nations peacekeepers, and killing Christian Arabs and Muslim Arabs and Palestinians and Lebanese people around that region with no questions asked? And that is shameful for us as Americans not to question our own government and say, what do you stand for? Do you stand for our values? Do you stand for justice around the world? Do you stand for democracy? Or do you stand for having one bully in a region that can do what it likes with our taxpayer-financed weapons? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com.